Don't leave us this time, Craig.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Matt, Alana, Jay, and Zach.
Hey, hello.
And Alana's nails.
So we're playing Fortnite while Alana does her nails.
And yeah, we hope that Craig doesn't leave us.
That's right. And we're talking Fallout Season 1, Episode 5.
Or?
Nope, I told you I was done with that.
There is no Fallout 5.
I didn't believe you. I'm first of all,
he's done with it because there's no more Fallout games. Take it up with Todd Howard.
Thank you, Alana.
There could be one.
We reach Fallout Episode 76, and then I'll say, also known as Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I'm sure, theoretically, conceptually, Fallout 5 exists.
Eventually.
Maybe because of this show.
Look at that fine-looking Appa.
They're never going to let a good product brand go to waste.
Yeah, a good property.
Mm-hmm. So, so shall we jump right into Fallout?
You know what was good about this episode is the ghoul wasn't in it.
Wow.
Oh. Nuclear hot take.
Nuclear launch detected.
Wow. Damn. The breakout character that everybody loves.
See,
I actually kind of agree, though.
It's so savage.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the beginning, we're jumping right in with Maximus again making bad decisions. How does he do
decisions.
It? He always How makes does bad he decisions. Do?
How does he do it? Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really grow up with any guidance. He doesn't know what's good.
But he did work for the Brotherhood. He kind of knows how the squires think.
Yeah, that's true. But he had a moment with his buddy, and so thought it was
they were getting along.
All good.
Once again, this show doesn't really belabor the plot points. You know, it's like he's keeping it a secret. Secret's out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I mean, the secret isn't out yet, but
the secret's out to his squire at least.
Yeah, well, I did appreciate that. It's pretty clear that it's not sustainable.
I actually had a little bit of hope that it would be okay,
that his squire wouldn't turn on him.
Yeah,
then we wouldn't have much plot, I guess,
because I was thinking I mean, obviously from trailers and stuff, I was like, no, it's not gonna end up well, but I was like, if Maximus was smart, he'd be able to spin it. Yeah, but of course, not that great.
Yeah.
He didn't even try to convince him or anything.
Yeah, he just says we can make it work.
Yeah, he's just like, Titus died. I definitely was involved.
I definitely did.
It's definitely my fault.
Yeah.
As opposed to, yeah, he died and I took his stuff.
He died and I tried to save him. It's like nothing.
Nobody's fault.
It's a tradition when one falls, their squire takes over or something like that.
And yeah, like makes someone
to take over.
Yeah, he's like, his dying wish was that I continue the mission.
Right. Yeah, I tried my best to save him. Not really.
Yeah, he doesn't try to pitch any of that shit.
Such a
I agree.
Shame. Such a shame.
He's not very smart.
Yeah, that's what I said. He makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, so he gets stuck in the suit, and then who should come along but Lucy, and she helps him out.
Yay!
Yeah, so the squire,
he's following the tracker, right?
Freezes him in the suit, so he can't move, and then Lucy comes. And she's now very skeptical. She's learned that it's a harsh, cruel world out there, and she should be skeptical of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like her line where she's like, everyone, it's like 3 out of 4 people here have tried to kill me.
Yeah,
that's true.
Not wrong. But yeah. At first, I was like, "How is she always here?" And then, oh right, he had the.
Is that good? Should we try to find a supply shop?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. She's following the tracker.
Yeah,
but it's kind of funny that somebody asked last time if the irradiated water that she drank is going to be relevant again. And I didn't think it was going to be. I thought they were just going to forget about it.
Nope.
But no.
Yeah, when I played the game, I got radiation sickness because we went into this area where a bomb got dropped. And I, died immediately.
Oh, yeah, you went to one of the bad areas.
Yeah. We went there on purpose, but I didn't have enough like armor or whatever. But anyway, yeah, you take Rad away in the games and then you're fine.
Yeah.
You left me. Well, there you go.
Why'd you leave me?
We went to the supply drop. We're coming back. Yeah, so so that was, you know, good. I'd like to see them team up. They're cute together.
I didn't think the radiation would come back that soon.
Would become relevant.
Well, she did drink a lot of water, and she was in the water with the gulper, and that whole thing was irradiated, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it makes sense. I mean, yeah, if you're the rads, like, how long is it gonna? It's gonna start messing with your system pretty fast.
And maybe some Maximus has some resistance, like from being born there, unlike her from the vault.
No, he just doesn't drink irradiated water.
Well, but come on, like, natural selection, if you have it's kind of like Black Plague.
Come on, guys.
It's going to select for people who have some radiation.
Wait, systems. The Black Plague is natural selection? Alana, yeah. I didn't realize you were blaming the people who died of the Black Plague.
Natural selection, right?
I guess so.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, Lucy and Max are both kind of not. Yes.
Hello.
Well, I was gonna say, I thought the cockroaches only came out at night, but then during the day they're crawling all over them.
Well, they come out.
Yeah.
It might have been dusk.
That's what the guy with the glasses said. It says they come out at night.
Well, mostly. I think he said a fire at night attracts them.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't say they only come out at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is this, aliens?
I don't know. I mean, most cockroaches during the day don't just, like, hang out, crawl all over stuff. Enemies on the left.
Yes, that's true.
You're all by yourself.
All by
yourself? Yeah, so anyway, so both Maximus and Lucy are kind of naive about the ways of the world.
From a distance.
The world seems bright.
Which is why they get along so well.
Yeah, totally. So when she's like, can you catch me up on what happened in the past 200 years?
Yeah, that was great.
And he says the bomb spell when I was a kid. What does this mean?
I got confused about the timeline. I need you guys to mansplain that because there was a war, apparently.
Yeah.
So I think they lied to Max.
Or maybe there was a second war.
Guys, there's an enemy team coming near us that probably has a medallion.
Because the New California Republic came and went. So what were the bombs that destroyed the New California Republic?
Initial war when they initially get where all the bombs initially fell, and then there's like the various wars. Ooh, wings.
Wait, I realized I don't have any sound. Ash Jet above us, dude. They kill me.
I got a piece of him.
It's just him, so kill him.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, so the way they talk about
too much,
it,
dude.
And this is what they brought up when they.
No, I don't want to hear too much about the wars because the show's going to tell us.
Oh, no,
they already did tell us.
Tell us what?
About the wars. That the original war. Because she asked about the bombs initially.
Yeah.
Which is
he didn't really
war,
explain.
Which is different than the war.
The first war. The war that ended the world that was or whatever. So
right.
Wait, there's two wars?
So the bombs are different than the war. The bombs are the initial nukes, which is how we got the ghoul. The wars are different. Those were the New Republic of California wars.
Mm.
Maximus says the bombs fell when I was a kid.
Right.
Yes.
The bombs from that war.
She
doesn't understand about the original.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the ghoul, the bombs that created the ghoul were 200 years ago, right?
Correct.
Yes.
In theory.
No, that's...
Well,
yeah.
No, in theory.
In theory.
In theory is something people say to sound smart. All right, you guys ready to move?
Yep, we're moving out.
All right,
So does that timeline all check out? I guess there was more wars, but not the war.
Well, the initial part wasn't a war. It was just a bombing.
Usually bombings are part of war.
Isn't a declaration of war?
Maybe, but it wasn't. During a war, it just happened first.
Okay, I think that's...
They knew there was tension, but it wasn't the war.
I don't know. They need to. I think they need like a infographic or a PowerPoint or something to explain it.
Well, there's YouTube videos, but that'll explain too much and it'll ruin it for you.
Yeah. No, they need like the Loki time department or whatever.
Mm, the time department. Yeah. Okay. So should we move to the vaults?
Okay. I'm under attack.
The little brother plot.
Yeah, the little. Okay, so yeah, so we get the brother. They're trying to get into Vault 31, and they talk about monsters in the vaults.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Monsters.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, that's a rumor. Well, yeah, no, that's what Maximus says, that he never goes to check out the vault because they think there's monsters in it. And Lucy finds that so funny.
That's the best place in the world.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I
do like the conversation between the two, like the different perspectives, right? Because we also know that that's obviously not the case as well. Because then we also get the third perspective of the brother.
Right.
Yeah. We know science, he is.
We learned that Vault 32 tried to get to 31. The third vault that we don't know anything about.
Yeah. The one that everyone died, they tried to break into 31 and they couldn't get in.
Yeah. It was also boarded up, right? So we learned that. They make a deal. Oh, they play the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. So I like the deal where it's like we get the head, we take it to the Brotherhood, and then get Brotherhood heavies to rescue our dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. It seems like a pretty good deal. Makes sense to me.
It feels like something out of a video game.
Yeah, it does.
Though it also makes me wonder if whatever's in the head, presumably they can't share it. So
fetch quest.
She doesn't. But she doesn't really need the head. She needs her. She wants her dad back, and there's other ways to get that.
So. She also might be trying. She might be lying. She might just try and get the head and then take it to Moldaver. Like
what? Not our Lucy. She wouldn't lie.
She's getting corrupted by this.
Well, what about the golden rule?
What she would want, you know, she would expect Maximus to do anything, do what it takes to rescue his dad.
His dad? His dad is the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood's his dad. Yeah.
So we get the Battle of the Republic that plays while they vote.
And then the next note I have is the election.
So what do you guys think of that scene where the guy's like telling the other dude that he's not voting for him?
It was weird. Very
wholesome.
You think it was wholesome, Jay?
Yeah.
I think the point of it is
like innocent and how like open and communicative and like they don't like they mean no harm in anything that they do, right?
They're so I think that guy that with the mustache is also from 31, and he's contributing to this idea that like you need overseers should always be people with experience that are older. And so he basically convinced that guy. He literally convinced that guy not to vote for himself. Mm. He made that guy literally not want to be overseer in favor of Betty. So,
the product of generations of social experimentation to breed docility in people.
Yeah, could be too. I mean, that guy is like old, so I can't imagine what it'd be like to live that long in a vault.
Yeah, seriously, that'd
probably suck.
Or amazing if you have all the things you want and need. I mean, they have Jell-O cake.
What about sunlight?
Yeah, why does everybody like Jell-O cake more than apple pie? See, that's the most questionable thing about their society.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, those vault dwellers, dude, they're something
they're
different.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're a different breed.
They've been down there too long.
They really are monsters.
Yeah, maybe man's the true monster, as it turns out. Okay, so... So then Norman learns that the overseers were transferred in.
Right all the over well, presumably they exchange people.
Yes.
Under attack.
Yeah. So I guess they transfer personnel just like they were going to do in the in that other game or in that other scene with the husband. It turns out that all the overseers are coming from 31.
Yeah. They're not overseer when they're transferred.
Yeah,
all the people who end up being overseers have come from 31.
Yeah, yes. They're usually brought over for grooming.
Genetic diversity.
Yeah. Mm. And they just happen to be the best of the best.
Or because of skills, right? They might have skills that 33 needs. You know, Hank McLean is really good at science. Whatever. Yeah, science stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why. All right. So then we have the part on the bridge. So intense.
Yes, is right out of Walking Dead.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I did like this scene. It was good.
It was a nice it was a nice, like, just random encounter, as they say.
Yeah.
Straightforward action bit.
Like in Gloomhaven.
It wasn't that much action.
You meet a person walking on the road. What do you do?
Over the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
But the,
yeah, and yeah. It was some nice humor, too, where she's like, man, I hate the surface.
Yeah, I also liked when she said, what? They said they were unarmed. And he said, yeah, I know they're lying.
He's
just like I was lying.
Yeah, he's like, we said we were unarmed.
Yeah.
And then we learned that they're fiends, and fiends are people who eat people. So yeah. Maximus really knows stuff.
Or Maximus is just saying that because they looked like they were looking for the tech, not the meat.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because they were looking at her pet boy.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
That's right.
So I think Maximus just made that up to ease her suffering of guilty conscience.
They look like meth heads.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It looks like they were no good.
I don't know if her guilty conscience would feel better knowing they were like, they wanted our shit. You know? Is that so much better?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I suppose not.
Or so much worse. Yeah. It's like, okay. Kill them all. Yep. I mean, all right.
That's necessarily what happens.
Fiends, and then 31. What did I write here? 31. What did
the
I write?
The Glum vote 31. Is that this part?
Freyas. Yeah, I wrote Freyas. The 31 Freyas. More social engineering. Those dumb vault dwellers so easily manipulated.
That they were.
Yeah. When things are glum, vote 31.
Yeah. So true. You know it's
true.
My choice.
Well, it's like people from 31, which I think was kind of neat that the different vaults had different like cultures.
Mm-hmm.
It's like vote 30, 31 people are tough and resourceful. And I guess 32 people aren't.
They're probably known for being really pleasant.
Really agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, great personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. So that was interesting. And what else? I killed a guy. It was just a bot. Then we learned the new California Republic. Talk about more exposition dump with Maximus.
Yeah, I was disappointed that it looks like the new California Republic isn't actually going to be in the show.
Come to me.
Lucy was very surprised to learn that 40,000 people live there. I guess she didn't think that many people survived.
Yeah.
On the surface.
Coming, Jay. Survived the blast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of the blast, she learns that Reclamation Day already happened.
And they missed it.
Dun, dun, dun.
And nobody came down to the vaults and said, come on out. It's over.
And well, maybe it's for the best because it doesn't look like Reclamation Day went very well.
Yeah.
What?
We're coming.
Well, so what exactly happened there? Or are we gonna find out?
What do you mean?
Reclamation Day.
Don't tell us if you know.
Well, I can only speculate from what's in the show.
And
what's
you
your speculation?
My speculation is they came up to the surface, built the NCR, and then the NCR got nuked.
That's my speculation. Who came up to the surface?
The vault
dwellers. Some vaults?
Yeah.
Okay. Which vault dwellers?
I don't know.
Okay. Because not 33.
No.
Maybe 32 did.
Sure.
So obviously these are the only two vaults three vaults in all of
the world.
The world.
All of America.
How dare you?
I know. We're being funny.
How dare you?
What are we daring?
To assume that Vault-Tec will only build three vaults.
No, of course not.
I was being sarcastic,
they built at least 33.
They did that just to mess with you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's like when you tell when you hide 42 Easter eggs and you tell the kids you hit 43.
Mm. Can they count to 43?
Not I don't know. We don't do Easter egg hunts. I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of tactic.
That's what they would do. Yeah. Okay. So then Lucy and
Maximus
find a Vault Tech research facility, which they need to go in because Maximus got hurt.
He got shot in the arm.
But he is okay.
Yeah.
Except he's not.
He's not actually.
He's like, happens all the time.
And I look tough in front of Lucy, so she's impressed.
Yeah.
And she just runs into this medical building like no one's looted it in the past 200 years.
Yeah, there'll just be a first aid kit sitting there waiting.
Yeah, well, no problem. Vault
Tech is to be trusted.
It's not the same.
It's not. That's not the problem, Jay. It's just that that place has probably been picked over.
Nah. Nope. This is Fallout. There's always loot left.
All Vault Tech facilities are safe havens.
Okay.
It's not the same medical lab that the guy with the glasses is from, right?
No.
Probably not.
But it's probably pretty similar.
It seemed like they kept showing the name of it like it was supposed to mean something, so I thought...
Because it's a research center. It's not a medical center. That was
exactly.
Big thing. And there's a trap door that catches Maximus.
That's
right.
He falls.
But he's okay.
I like the fake door. It was funny. It made me laugh.
Yeah, it was good.
I definitely
The giant sign that says medical supplies.
Yeah.
Just attract everybody.
Don't get open side. But yeah, so 33 has their meeting and they're gonna resettle 32, which made me wonder how they had enough people to do that.
Good question.
If they need to pull people from another vault just to keep their own population sustainable.
Literally wondering the same thing, Zach.
They don't pull them from the vault to make their population sustainable. They just do that for genetic diversity.
But they also, a bunch of them died in the raid.
Right, that too.
I agree. I think we're going to need some hard and fast numbers about exactly how many people are alive in the vault.
Yeah.
Well,
we're alive.
It's reached the point now where I don't really trust anybody.
I don't know what to think. The whole vault storyline is like everybody's acting terribly mysterious and shifty and suspicious for totally unclear reasons. You know?
Who's acting shifty and mysterious?
All the overseers.
That's what makes it exciting.
Like the brother's like,
and Steph,
you did a good job cleaning up. And the overseer is like, thanks.
She's like, see anything interesting in here? He's like, no.
No. Yeah, it's just very hostile.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys like that scene where he goes into 32 and it's like totally clean, like nothing even happened?
Yeah, who cleaned it up?
Guru and I were like, how is that even like possible?
Obviously, Betty came in and just cleaned it all up herself.
By herself?
Yeah, she did it by herself.
Well, but that's why the pacing is so weird, because it's like, oh my god, this big revelation. But, you know, they keep flashing back and forth the way it was supposed to make sure the audience understands that, it's a massive cover up. Everything's been cleaned up. Oh my god. But then then Betty just admits it immediately.
Admits what?
That she cleaned it up.
Cleaned what up?
Yeah.
Cleaned up all the dead bodies.
No, that's not. Dude, come on.
He says you did a good job cleaning up.
Yeah. Come on, Matt. She's like, yeah.
Cleaning up the
electrum. She doesn't know that he knows that there are bodies there.
Yeah. Nobody can deny anything.
Okay.
She's like, yes, I did a good job dusting.
Yes.
Yeah. I cleaned all up right, at
the She cleaned the floors.
Okay, Zach. Okay, I got it.
she
dry mopped.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Thank you for explaining it. I wasn't getting it. Welcome. I clearly didn't get it.
Well, we also speculated that guy with the mustache is her, like, minion and does everything she asks. They're, like,
included. I'm telling you, I'm calling it right now. Next episode, you're going to learn he's from 31.
I don't think so.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah? You want to make it interesting?
Sure. No.
Okay.
But in any case... But in any case, don't
amazing
we also...
Amazing podcaster / genius.
We also learned that the overseer, the new overseer, Betty, and Hank buried the mom together.
Just
the two of them. Just the two of them.
Yeah.
Two 31ers in cahoots.
Claiming to have buried their mom with the Pip-Boy that they know opened the door.
That's like a terrible cover story. Like, why would they bury such a valuable piece of equipment?
Because it's part of them.
No, it's not. Yeah.
What's that's a personal reason. Is it also that valuable if they all have one?
It's like guys, a wristwatch. Where do you think who had it before them?
Their ancestors.
This doesn't make any sense, you guys. Come on.
Who are our ancestors?
Don't make me think. This is Fallout. I don't want
to
think.
No, I'm asking. I have something to ask you about, which is how do you bury someone in a vault?
Great question.
You already live underground. Is
you
there
open
like
the window.
I mean, they don't say they never open the exterior gate.
Yeah, they
no,
do.
They
say
they
never
do.
They have a. Why would they have a gate if they couldn't? If they don't open it, seems logical.
That's true. Why would they have a gatekeeper?
Yeah.
Well, but I remember somebody said by opening that gate, she put us all at risk.
Yeah.
Risk so because they know that there's because they already knew that they had raiders. So opening the gate again potentially would have opened themselves up.
I feel like we're all grasping at straws here. They never opened the gate. It doesn't make sense that they buried her in the vault. Maybe she's not been buried. Maybe she's not even dead.
She's probably not.
Oh, probably not.
Well, they're fighting.
Don't engage yet, Jay. Okay, so we get our last reveal, which is our heroes. The gruesome twosome are in a vault at the end. And Lucy's this is great. We're in a vault. And Guru was like, oh my goodness.
Happy.
Yeah, Guru was so happy. He's like, this is my favorite episode.
Going in.
They're in a vault and they're safe.
Guru.
Guru's just happy that everybody's okay.
Guru needs to guess John is happy.
All right, I traded.
Hey, this was the episode where I almost screen cheated on you guys. I've never wanted to hit next episode more than with this one.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I think the vault stuff's cool.
R2 says they can't wait to watch the next episode.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, looks like they're getting attacked, dude. They're getting attacked by another team.
Oh, shit.
Yes, R2, I agree. I think
come with me, dude.
Vault 31 came out and cleaned out.
Yeah. I don't know who else it could have been besides Vault 31.
And they replanted all the stuff and cleaned up all the gook and repowered everything. How many toasters did
they? I mean, they've set up a trap door to like ensnare and trap people. So they're obviously bad dudes.
Wait, what? You guys think it's the same?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, what? No, it's not Vault 31.
I'm just saying the Vault people are bad because they set up a trap to trap people.
Are bad because. This is because Fallout, but I mean, they did wrap Maximus's injury. It can't be that bad.
Yeah, this usually means they have an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
They're just like the robot.
I mean, that robot doesn't make any sense. I need.
Like, are we attacking or are we staying hidden?
I say let's stay hidden for now.
Okay.
Do we ever get a explanation for that?
For the robot?
Yeah.
What's there to explain?
Why did it give her a finger if it was just going to kill her and take her organs?
Because it's
that.
It heals.
What?
Because it's a healer. It's
and then it's our organ harvester. Its first objective is do no harm.
That's right.
Horrible it would be to die in the suit.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
that.
Yeah. No,
that was some real body horror shit.
That was a
bad way to go. Oh, hang on, guys. We have a question from chat. Wonder Ooh. How the ghoul never knew about the medical supplies place and landed in the vault. I guess because he just never stumbled across it.
Maybe he did.
The medical supplies in the vault?
Well, the research facility. She's like, how come the ghoul didn't know about that? Or maybe he did.
And did the ghoul know everything?
Yeah.
It sure seems like he knows a lot. And this world isn't that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confused by the question.
Well, so why didn't the ghoul go to the research place if he was on the hunt for medical supplies?
Because
he
doesn't need medical supplies. He needs like ghoul extract or something.
Yeah, not all medical supplies are equal.
Yeah.
I think we should go.
And
to,
two,
to get Jay?
Yeah.
And two, right, the ghoul well, doesn't sell Vault-Tec.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Question number one. Well, first, are we going to do another game of Fortnite? One more, and then we'll do some Dominion?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Jay, yeah. We're in the lobby.
Yep, I'm waiting to... I'm connecting. I'm waiting, trying to get there.
Question number one. How do you keep your place in a book?
Any random scrap of paper that's around could be a bookmark.
Yep, same.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you, Zach and I use metal Herofied bookmarks.
That's right.
But I guess my question is, I guess my secondary question is, what are your guys' opinions on dog earring?
Negative.
Yeah, I'm
I
against.
Used to.
I don't have a I don't have a problem with it.
Depends on the book, really. Honestly. Some books I will, some books I won't. It all really depends.
Okay, what's the criteria?
I don't know.
How much he likes it?
Yeah. Is it from the library?
How expensive it was?
How likely
if it's from
I am
the library,
to share it.
If it's from the library, does that mean yes or no?
No, better mean
not
no.
Okay.
No, like, if I think I might, like, share it with someone, then I won't. But if I know it's just for me, then I probably will. And if I can't find, if I can't find a scrap of paper, like, the first go-to is to find something thin that I can shove in the pages. If I can't find that, and it's a book that I know I'm not going to share or anything, then
want it ready up.
I could dog ear it.
It is a metal... Or I used to use HeroClix cards as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I use a lot of napkins and
receipts.
Yeah, receipts too.
Yeah, good use of receipts.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, right. There wasn't a lot of controversy with that one. I don't really know what you were expecting.
I'm just curious. It doesn't always need controversy.
I'm surprised you were like, oh my god, I can't believe you would use a receipt for something like a bookmark. Yeah, that's not an answer.
That's not what I would do, but whatever. You do you, Alana. I'm very open-minded.
Especially if you're reading multiple books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then? You can't split that metal bookmark into multiple pieces.
Reading multiple books? What are you, crazy?
Sometimes I need to read about Thrawn, and at the same time need to read about the old New Republic.
Oh, two books at once. It's like
and
some genius.
And then the Samurai Sith.
There you go. There you
right,
go.
What was
well,
the next
that's
question?
That's why I have two Herofied bookmarks. All right, question number two. What is your favorite?
Hold on. R2, you use phone charging cables?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I didn't want to call her out, but she uses like random objects from her house.
They're so thick.
Yep.
The poor spine.
Yeah. I got her a Herofied bookmark, but she hasn't used it yet, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, which one
I'm
did you get?
I'm trying to think, what was the thickest thing I've ever used for a bookmark?
I would use another book.
that's pretty
I'm not proud of it, but that's what's around.
Yeah, I got her a Doctor Who one.
Oh, cool. Bum, 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 ba-da-da.
All right, no, I take that back. I can't judge you. I've used a bottle cap before.
It's not
a
super
bottle bad. Cap?
It's yeah, reasonable.
From like a beer bottle. So it was sharp and it cut the page and I was very sad afterwards.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Can we call it a paper cut?
Alright. Yeah, some revenge. Finally some revenge.
This building looks like the Hiroshima bomb dome.
Question number two.
The building with the caved in roof. Question number two. What is your favorite cereal?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Don't we
about this a lot? And there's only one right answer. For Alana. I'm not gonna really start a fight here.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Taste you can see. Still
What's
no.
What's that? What's Cinnamon the taste you can see? Oh.
Wow. I was like, you were a kid in the 90s. You know what Cinnamon Toast Crunch is.
You know all the slogans. Yeah, I don't know all their slogans.
Yes, I'm not, of course you do. I'm not a
corporate stooge like you.
Oh, please.
Oh, please, indeed.
What about Kicks? I mean,
Kicks?
Life? What about Kicks?
Do they even still sell Kicks?
I don't think so.
Right?
I honestly
like, what was the last time you saw Kicks?
Not for a while.
Anyway, the answer is cornflakes.
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 That's the worst one.
Cornflakes.
Is it a
flavor? Does it come in other flavors?
Is that the moment you truly become an adult? Is when cornflakes is your favorite cereal?
Could be.
Yeah. That's the worst one.
No, it's so good. No, the worst one is definitely Raisin Bran. Like, come on.
Ew.
What? Raisin Bran is great. I think they're comparable.
No, they're not.
Raisin Bran is great. How dare you?
How dare you?
It's our one for breakfast raisins.
Yeah.
I like raisins. Hey. Let's not say anything about raisins.
Sure, but not for breakfast.
What?
I mean, Matt, what's yours?
I'm the same as yours because we're identical.
Yeah, of course.
High Nut Cheerios.
They are good.
They mask for it.
You, allegedly.
Yeah. There, I don't know about that, but yeah. Although they got we got from the grocery store like peanut butter cereal, which was pretty good.
Oh, which one? There's
The store brand because we're cheap.
Cereal's stupid expensive too. Oh my god.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I don't know why. Every other processed food in the US is cheap as anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal monopoly. Biden investigate.
Everything is worth what its purchaser will pay for it.
Apparently so. All right. And what's question number three?
Question number three comes to us courtesy. What?
What did Jay say?
I'm not sure. It might be Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or it might just be Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I do.
I lived on that for 2 months when I was in Korea as a 7-year-old.
Yeah, this is how
I think you told that story.
Yeah. That's why I think we had this question before.
Okay.
It happens sometimes. Yeah.
It's possible. Question number three comes to us courtesy of Zach.
I mean, so cool.
What is the hardest part of being your gender?
That was not the question.
What? Yes, it was.
No, the question was, what's the hardest part of being a man?
What?
Okay, I adapted it. I tried to give you an out.
Alright, well,
the hardest part of being a man is everything is too easy all the time.
Yeah, man. Bum, 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 bum. That's not true, Alana. You have to ask people out.
Oh, no.
Hey, yeah, try it. Yeah, read an article about Bumble.
You ask out people then, if it's so easy.
I'm married, I don't need to.
But you weren't gonna.
That's not true.
Hell, I don't.
Anybody got any,
it's so hard making so much money than everybody else.
That, Alana, the gender gap, the pay gap is a myth. It's a myth.
Sure it is.
It is.
Okay.
Women in the same job get paid more.
I don't believe it.
Okay, look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the hardest part of being a man is that a woman would rather meet a bear in the woods than you.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was clever.
And timely, too.
I would say the hardest part about being a man is not being allowed to express your feelings.
That's sad.
Oh, Archie says, they want your Back to the Future bookmark, and you can have the Doctor Who one.
That's the hardest part of all being a man, is that women want to take
your Back to the Future bookmark. I just missed the response. But I think that would be a funny response as well.
Yeah.
Okay, R2, you can have it, yeah.
Hey, R2, we did it!
Yay! This is a productive session.
R2 is in G2. She has a very DC Comics name. You guys ever notice that?
Who does?
Guru.
A very DC Comics name?
Yeah, GG.
Oh, like an alliterative name.
Yeah.
Oh, like Superman?
Yeah, or Lana Lang.
That's not a DC thing. That's a Superman comics thing. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Superman thing.
Can I keep all of them, or do you want some of them back?
No, you can have them.
Okay.
All right. I want to hear more answers.
Yeah. Alana gave the sarcastic answer, but I guess we'll take it. See, I was listening.
I can't find pants that fit me. You guys should listen to Bo Burnham's Straight White Man song.
Ugh, nothing's more annoying than self-hating straight white man.
Yeah. Nothing's more annoying than that?
Nothing. Not anything.
Not one thing, yes.
Okay. The hardest part of being a man is listening to other men complain about being a man.
Yeah, man. Bump, 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 bump. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. There's a lot of, there's a lot of expectations.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
I would say, yeah.
Korean parents don't want you to show emotions. I don't know.
Well, that's not all. Not everybody has Korean parents, of course.
Yeah, but that's still a common thing for men.
Hey, did you just say that, dude?
Matt did.
Yeah, that's who I was talking to.
Not everyone has Korean parents, but I agree about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we good? I guess that's it for questions.
R2 says, act strong while they don't have to tell. Wait. While they don't have to.
Mm. Oh, thank you, R2. It's very understanding of the male experience.
So I watched, if we could do like a mini Alana's Notes, I watched all of Baby Reindeer.
Alana's Notes.
And it was really like kind of disturbing. I was like, why is this show so popular?
What is it?
It's a show on Netflix.
It's about a stalker situation.
Amongst other things. Yeah. Jay, did you watch it?
I watched most of it.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Well, that was like in the Tom Brady roast when they were talking about how Netflix loves their serial killers.
He's not a serial killer. There's no murder.
All right, well, whatever. That's the next logical step.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. So, oh, shoot, we gotta go.
Oh, shit.
We gotta go.
Sorry, Alan, what's Baby Reindeer, a serial killer show?
No.
That's what I heard.
Jay, are you getting in this RV with me?
Sure.
Wait for me. All right, Zach, take us out.
Leaving
since
his
you're
family
since
behind.
You flew too far ahead of us.
All right, thank you for joining us here at Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time for more Fallout.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs. Come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.